Welcome, everybody, to the big call tonight. It is Tuesday, September 8th, and you're listening to the big call. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in wherever you're located around the globe. We are still being piggybacked on a satellite system, and we're getting out there. So good to know. Getting out to as many as 160 of our 209 countries. So that's good news, I think, for us. And before we go to Sue for what should be another wonderful teaching that she's found for us, going to present to us, let's go ahead and pray the call in, and then we can join Sue. Lord God, thank you so much for everything that you're doing in our lives, the situations that we're in, that you're allowing us to go through those, to strengthen us, to teach us patience, to give us wisdom, to teach us things that we need to learn prior to this incredible blessing, which is right around the corner. Thank you for all that you're doing in our lives to provide for us and heal us, just to go before us, and you're also our rear guard. Thank you for everything, and it's in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen and amen. Sue, special time, 9 p.m. plus or minus on Tuesday night, and Bob is always telling us, you know, this is a special sacred time for us all. So thank you for taking this teaching and disseminating it to Big Call Universe.
And just like Bob said, it comes with an awakened sense, a lightened heart of responsibility when you're selecting these, because it really has to match the tone of what we're all encountering. So I hope everybody enjoys this. Staying focused. We decree we will not doubt in the dark what you showed us in the light. You are infusing us with joy and peace. I recently asked the Lord what his current word was to everyone. His answer was simple yet impactful. He said, stay very focused. The saying, it's darkest just before dawn, certainly applies to our present times. Darkness is presenting itself in ways that are very challenging. And the body of Christ darkness is presenting itself in ways that are very challenging. And the body of Christ must live lives of persevering and staying focused. We cannot allow this present darkness to blind our thinking. Rather, we must see ourselves and set ourselves to win one of the greatest battles ever presented. Through the years, I've occasionally passed through some very dark times. Most people I know have lived for any length of time have also passed through a few dark times. There have been times when a dark thundercloud obscured my vision and I couldn't see my way forward. In dark times, I had to learn to pause and still myself. I learned to refocus my attention. I remember what God said. I would meditate and fill my mind with promises God had given. In those moments, I allowed my faith to rise up and I would trust the promise of what God had shown me in the light. In dark times, it's important to remember what God has said in order to not allow darkness to cause disillusionment. In night seasons, which are difficult dark times, reflect upon the bigness of God. Reflect upon God's goodness, graciousness, mightiness, and the awesomeness of who God is. Think about God's steadfast love and God's steadfast word that never fails. I don't pretend to know all God is doing right now, but I do know God will not allow injustice to stifle the effort of God's greatest harvest. I know God is still in control and watching over to perform it. God knows how to overwhelm darkness with glorious light. Isaiah 60:1-2, filled with a magnificent promise. Arise, shine, for thy light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and gross darkness this people. But the Lord shall arise upon thee, and God's glory shall be seen upon thee. Isaiah 60:1-2. God, thank you that your glory is rising now, even in the darkness. We know you are in control. We know how you rest inside of us, and that you will bring your words to pass through us. Our trust is in you. Thank you for trusting in us. We are one. That's our teaching for tonight.
Thank you, Sue. I like that teaching. That was beautiful. Anytime we have the analogy of light and darkness, it's interesting to think of the light dispelling the darkness, and that, you know, that is the one thing that darkness cannot overcome, is the light. And so this idea, Sue, thank you for this teaching, the idea of focusing. I think of focusing like a camera lens or our vision, focusing on something that's meaningful, where we're focused on, in this case, the Word of God. We're focused on the light of God. We're focused on that. And we are called to be the light of the world. We are. You know, but that light, that initial light that's in us, comes from the God, comes from the Holy Spirit. And so the idea of light dispelling the darkness and waking up to a new dawn every morning and having God's blessing new every day, every morning, is so beautiful and important for us. And I just like the fact that, yes, there are dark times that we go through, but if we can focus on the light of God's word, you know, God is there with us, like in Psalm, the 23rd Psalm. You know, even though we go through the valley of the shadow of death, you know, we fear no evil, for, you know, God is with us. His rod and his staff, they comfort us. You know, we can be going through tough times, but if we have the peace of God that passes all understanding, if we have God's peace, you know, we can make it through, and we can go through to the other side and get through it. And that's, I think, how we have to look at it. And some of us are in tough times now. Some of us are into what they think might be the darkness, but God's light is always there. So if we focus on God's light and the light of his word, we will press through and make it to the other side. Thank you, Sue. I like this teaching a lot. I thought it was right on and very applicable for us today. So thank you for it.
You're welcome, Bruce.
Bob, I always love to hear what your take is on the teaching. So let us focus on what you would have to say tonight about it.
Thank you, Bruce. And Sue, thank you. I think it's very interesting teaching, in that it takes courage to bring forward a teaching like that, because it's easy to say that all of the teachings will be uplifting and happy. Now, it's not always the case, because many things you know, happen in life that create despair, even if it's temporary. And then there can be times in history where things in general are darker, and you don't want to ignore that and just be pretentiously optimistic. And I went to see a play, a one-man play that was put on just recently by a man named Scott Mann, and it was a play called 11 Days, and it was a play about persevering over the darkness, and a play about extreme focus. And Scott was the author of the New York Times number one bestseller called Pineapple Express. And that was, the Pineapple Express was the system that he helped set up from afar, literally from 30 miles down the road from where I live. And it was during the evacuation of Afghanistan. And as the airport was under attack and the military base was being abandoned, and Americans and their Afghan allies were trying to make their way through the gates to get to the aircraft to take them to safety as Afghanistan was being overrun by the Taliban. And here was Scott Mann, a retired lieutenant colonel, who received a phone call from his interpreter, who had saved his life in Afghanistan, and in a panic there with his family, and calling Scott to say, how do we get onto the grounds of the airport? The gates are locked, and there's thousands of people here trying to push their way onto the tarmac. And Scott used all of his skill and connections, including a congressman, a general, and eventually able to speak directly to the guards that were there at the gate, the Marines, over 10 of which were later killed by a suicide bomber. And he was able to speak to them, and they set up a system where they cut a small hole in the fence in a remote area, and there was a ditch that was a sewage drainage ditch. And they had the interpreter and his family crawl through this ditch and through the fence to safety. And Scott took a sigh of relief. And 5 minutes later, the phone rang again. There was another person he had served with there. And this went on for 11 days. And each family that he helped to try to get out through what they called the Pineapple Express, because they had to show their cell phone with a text they had received, which was a picture of pineapples. Oh. And that was the code that they were okay to come through this sewage ditch.
I see.
And, and so some of the people made it. Some of the people, he would be on the phone with them, guiding them to the ditch, and he would hear gunfire and silence, and he knew at that moment they'd been killed.
Yeah.
And after 11 days, it came to an end with a suicide bomber that killed the Marines that were guarding the gate. And this was a play about what happened. And at the end, he brought the pictures of all of the Marines that had died there, standing tall till the last minute and then dying. Mm. And he saluted each of them and read their name. And the reason that Scott does this is he himself, of course, had fought many years in Afghanistan, and the reason he does it is because he was suicidal when he got back, and had his son not interrupted him when he had a gun in his mouth in the upstairs bathroom, his son came home early from school, and he decided not to pull the trigger. And so he does these plays because he knows there'll be people in the audience who will be able to relate to what he's talking about and might have a healing experience during the play or a healing experience afterwards with the psychiatrist who attends all of the plays to be there for people that might be traumatized by the performance. And then also Scott is an expert instructor of storytelling. And he wrote a book called The Generosity of Scars, meaning it's an act of generosity to share your scar story and how you survived and tell the story in a way that helps the audience to relate and to heal and to be inspired. And I love the part of the teaching, Sue, where they talk about reflecting on the awesomeness of God, which is the opposite of what happens sometimes when people are in extreme situations and they witness horrific things in wars and other places, and they have a hard time thinking about God in a positive way at that time, to the point of suicide. But if you can drum up the focus to focus and reflect on the awesomeness of God, then the blessings that come from that focus will fill us and fill our hearts and get us through the darkness and on to the other side, where perhaps your experience can be shared and help somebody else.
So powerful, Bob.
It's quite a story, Bob.
Huge story.
Yeah, if people want to read the book, if people want to read the book about storytelling, it's awesome. He's a professional instructor of storytelling and studied with many famous storytelling teachers, and called The Generosity of Scars, and it's Scott Mann, M-A-N-N.
Yep.
So good.
That's incredible. Wow. So isn't the French word for a storyteller le griot? Griot, G-R-I-L-L-O-T, griot.
Je ne sais quoi. I don't know.
I think it is. Bob, that's what an incredible story, and that,
yes,
that is so, it actually prompted me to think of something that I can share in my segment, so thank you for it. That's a tough one to come off of, Bob, because that's so poignant, a story, and it's such an important part of what people have gone through, and our military, and the idea of Afghanistan and suicide bombers and all that. There's just so much to it. But I appreciate the story, Bob, and your take on everything there. Sue?
Yes.
Bring us back home. Bring us back. Tell us what you thought of your teaching and how you can apply it to us and to yourself.
This definitely puts me in flow, because to take what you said and then Bob's epic story, I'm going to start with Bob just because that's the way the brain likes to organize from most recent. So thinking about your experience, Bob, and the way you said it takes courage to bring out something that isn't, and you've heard me say this on the big call, you know, it's there's something called toxic positivity that talks about the shadow side of our experience. And you said it too, Bruce, you know, that people are going through their, you know, own difficulties and going through things. And I'm just going to, I'm very practical. I like to, when I hear something, I see the opportunity and I want to put this out. We've heard Bruce talk about, you know, wonderful music venues and things like that. And having music that lifts our spirits and brings us to a higher place. But it's very important to metabolize. And you could hear what Bob went through as he was witnessing a man who was embodying. He was taking his story and metabolizing that story so it could be shared, expressed, and help others. I love the fact that he has people to support people as they process and metabolize their own pain. What if people on the big call could have, you know, when you're doing your community, balancing having storytelling that reflects the courage and the resilience and the magnificence of the way consciousness, that's what I'm going to call it, consciousness triumphs. Because every one of us is that focused victory. And I'm going to share that a friend of mine said, well, I can't wait for this to be over. I wonder if he's listening. It's been a long ride. And Bruce, you know, Bruce hasn't had sight for 10 years. Longer, 12, whatever.
Yeah, right. That's about right.
I mean, it's, and we've all been, you know, Bruce knows, I've had my challenges. But when I look back, I was really amused by that. Now, I want to do this for everybody. Amused wasn't the word. I think we've all been confronted and are learning to look at, have the courage to look at, just like Bob said, where we may have adapted and taken on the habit, and I get crazy with it. I mean, I don't know if you can ever hear it, like just thinking that you're a victim or that you've got learned helplessness or you think there isn't something that you can do. I want to shake people sometimes because that's so much of my practice. It's so much of what we do in the pod. But look at how much, and I looked at it and I said, so weird. This was one of the best times of my life. But it wasn't the way the world defines the best time in your life. It was like we all, if you're honest and if you really look and you look at yourself with reverence, you'll look at how your soul brought you these incredible new understandings of who you really are, who humanity really is, with Scott Mann, with the possibilities of really lived, not intellectualized, not in a book, lived experience. That shows you your power. To me, to be able to have you know, town meetings where you're not just discussing problems, but you're having somebody like a Scott Mann, or as Bob, as you were speaking, I was imagining, I have the proof that we did 30,000 world-class testimonials and all these courses and all these people that were literally creating a ripple effect. Bruce with the big call, Bob with boomers, you just living your life and believing in this, you could tell that story of how you walked out of the mainstay beliefs that most of the world were too asleep to perceive, and you stayed focused. You stayed in your courage without much support, any support. No support. The only thing that was supporting you was your relationship, which is the only relationship you, like, need to lean on. You got so close to God. You got so close. You got bridal chamber close. And when you look back and you go, I was in divine union. I wasn't a regular person. I was walking through this in holy union with my purpose. That's what everybody that's listening to this, whether they know it or not, whether somebody's, probably nobody's ever said that to you. Because they couldn't perceive it. They couldn't perceive the grandeur of what you were actually doing. And that's what I loved about what Bob brought out. Bruce, what you said about, you know, what did you say? The peace that passes all understanding. When you own that, you don't need words. You need to just stand in God's authority and quiet. And then maybe share it in a meaningful way. So those are my thoughts.
Thank you, Sue. Appreciate that. That's very good. And I think that was a remarkable story, Bob, about Scott Mann and his one-man play. That was terrific. Really, really makes you sort of realize, guys, we are so used, Sue and Bob, to living in comfort, something not being comfortable. Well, you know, some of what we're going through is not comfortable. But we need to go through it. And this is what God is allowing us to do. And it's to strengthen us, to give us wisdom. And that's how we have to look at it. So Thank you, Sue, for that teaching. I thought it was really cool and very appropriate. Let's move into prayer and praise, and let's see if we have any prayer requests. And as always, Sue, please toss me one or two if you feel like it.
Yeah, and I got very distracted, so hold on a sec here.
Yes.
Okay, not too bad. Okay. just one. Okay, so this is from prayer, and just letting you know that I haven't received your email in 2 weeks. And this is from Walter. So you can handle, I'll do the prayer, you handle the I haven't had an email in 2 weeks.
Whoa. What does he mean he hasn't received whose email in 2 weeks? What email?
We're about to find out. I assume that he hasn't received the Big Call newsletter in 2 weeks. It doesn't say. So that's what I'm assuming. That's what he's saying. Yeah. So I'm going to give that to you to address as that.
Yes. Clear? I'm going to toss it to Bob.
Yes. Okay, good. Okay. It's a hot potato moment. Okay, Bob, get ready.
Yeah, really. Hot potato.
My wife, Pastor Leah, has COVID. I'm running a fever and coughing, and the young lady living with us, her name is Marianne, is also sick. Our church is AG Nazareth, Cagayan de Oro City, Mindanao, Philippines. Be blessed, Missionary Bishop Walter. So we're going to pray.
And I got this.
I said that I was going to do it, so
yeah,
I'm
go
going to pray.
Go
you
ahead.
Can pray also if you want.
Well, it's like if I get that name, that bishop, I've got a guy I'll see tomorrow night that has 16 or 20 churches in the Philippines. And it
okay.
was the kind of thing where I just wanted to ask him about it, that's all.
Okay,
in case he knows
okay.
of this church. Okay.
Okay, so let's do the prayer without
okay.
interruption. Look
yes.
at the way I'm setting boundaries, live on the
yes.
big call. Watch this. Model this. You know, there are people that are smiling very hard right now. Okay,
yes,
so
Jane
let's
can.
Do this for Pastor Leah and Mary Ann and Walter.
Okay.
We're praying for Walter, Mary Ann, and Leah. And their entire church, the AG Nazareth Church in the Philippines. And we're seeing that the big call, all of Christ's angels, Christ, everyone present here to hear these words, are seeing a downpouring of heavenly light, miracle light. We're seeing it moving through each of their bodies, restoring their bodies to pristine, incorruptible, unassailable perfection. We're seeing that the idea of COVID, the idea of being sick, the weakening reflection on something greater than God inside of themselves has been cast out. And we're seeing that not only is our strength multiplying as we send this to them, and ask for Christ to pour miracles over their church and bless them, that we are also increasing in our light, increasing in our power, increasing in our ability to distribute powerful, healing, instantaneous miracle energy with Christ, and that this is the time for all of us to take on the authority to know there is nothing greater than the power within us, the kingdom of heaven in Christ. We see them healed, we see them blessed, and we say thank you and amen. Now, Bruce.
And amen. Thank you, Sue. Yes, and it was was it Bishop Walter, Leah, and there was one other female name I didn't catch.
And it was Mary Ann.
Mary Ann, there you go. Mary Ann, Leah, and Bishop Walter with the AG Nazareth Church in the Philippines. Well, I will remember that to the best of my ability and just thank you. And I think what you were referring to was maybe the newsletter like Sue suggested. Maybe you haven't gotten that. I don't know why over the last 2 weeks, because it's important that those go out to everybody the next day with a link and with a way to listen to the big call from the previous night and go through those various links. So that is the responsibility of Raleigh, I think, to get those out the next day. So I don't know if there was a glitch or a problem or whatever, but stay tuned, and hopefully you're hearing this as we're speaking this, either live or on the replay. And if anybody... while I'm thinking about it, if for some reason you don't get the replay link, you know there's a replay number that is good right after the call is over at night. The replay number you can dial in on your phone, and you can listen to the replay, and some people do it that way. So thank you for your interest, and may you all be healed, and may the con job 19, as I refer to it, not affect you, and that you are stronger than any virus that would come against you. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Oh, Genia, sorry.
Okay.
Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. Psalm 136:1. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Who forgives all your iniquities, who heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from destruction, who crowns you with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfies your mouth with good things so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. Psalm 103. People will forget what you said. People will forget what you did. But people will never forget how you made them feel. Maya Angelou.
Maya Angelou.
That's right. Just said it. 3 days. Oh, God. So funny. 3 days away to September 11th, which marks the 25th anniversary of the 2001 Paris attacks. 45 minutes outside of that experience. Observed by a moment of silence. Pause at 8:46 a.m., the time the first plane struck the North Tower. Flags. Lower U.S. flags to half-staff in remembrance. Good deeds. Pledge a Community Service Act or find volunteer opportunities via the 9/11 organization. Tribute. Special broadcasts and remembrance ceremonies, such as the Tribute in Light, will take place in New York City and online through 9/11 Memorial and Museum. We give thanks for our many blessings for the Big Call platform 2 times a week, for our awesome leaders, Bruce, Sue, Bob, and everyone behind the scenes, for the millions of listeners, for our family and friends, for this RV blessing and med beds to be available to us, hopefully this week, for our country, our military, and our freedom. Wishing everyone a healthy and safe week. Stay strong in faith. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen and amen, Jeannie.
Yes. Thank you, Jeannie. Thank you, Sue. Yes, Jeannie, and thank you for the remembrance of that 9/11. And hopefully we get some disclosure about that fairly soon, about that incident. Bob was there to render help immediately after the collapse of the towers. And he was there to just give aid and to help people, and he did. And that was amazing. And Sue, you were 45 minutes away.
Well, it was a big deal. I had to aid about 250 people that were calling me. It was intense.
Mm-hmm.
When you're in service, and something like that happens, it was a very, very intense time when you were close to the situation. So,
ground zero.
Yeah,
you were right there.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, it's a big thing. And thank you for mentioning that, Jeannie, and bringing that up. And you've given me another something to think about. Sue, thank you for that time of prayer and praise. It is now time to transition into your segment. So why don't we listen to see what you have and see if there's an offering or not for Big Call Universe tonight. So we're all ears. Welcome.
Thank you. So I want everybody to get their pen out because I have a resource that could be very powerful for people's projects. And it's something that I don't think you hear very often, and it'll be crucial when it comes to redesigning our future and our lives. And I'm just going to say we're launching a new class on Thursday night. It's called Your Future Drafted. I'm going to give you just a little hint. It turns out there are 21 million LLCs in the United States, and the majority of them have no operating agreement, which means that when people start something, we're going to just go generic. It could be a project. It could be, especially if you're doing a philanthropic LLC. CEOs, founders, they don't design where their governance and their operating agreements protect them. Like, you can call me when this happens. Don't call me when this doesn't happen. I have the teeth to fire somebody. So what we're doing on Thursday and Friday night, so that means I'm going to have a call right before the big call on Thursday night, is we're taking, it's really been about 2 or 3 years of research and what I was doing for myself and my project so I could have sovereign authority yet establish the authority of my top people. We're showing people who they need to have in the room to create those documents. We have things called the breaking the glass, like when something is really serious, you can call me about this, but otherwise you handle it. We're going through all these very special age of AI protocols so people can, founders, can design what I'm calling the wisdom era. The most important thing for all of us to embody is greater wisdom. Not distractibility, not shallowness, not, oh, let's go chase this and let's get, you know, let's just be distracted by all these new toys we have. Everything that we develop for sovereign advantage leadership is designed, sure, you're going to have fun. It's not about being serious and not enjoying abundance, but it's about doing it with a new eye and a new focus to healthy wisdom, getting conscious of the decisions you're making and designing things so that it's going to give energy back to yourself, to the people around you, and to your projects. So everything we do is designed to be a very elegant, transformative solution in that vein. So that's what we're working on. Now let's give you a freebie, and we'll give you sort of a, I don't know, I'm just going to throw it out there. It turns out, I don't know how many people know this, but there's something called a brain chemical called dopamine. And dopamine is the chemical that makes you want to learn, what makes you want to search and go out and get something. I want to go get this. It's motivation. It's learning. And it's intensely connected to reward. So right now, we have people that are chasing what we call fast dopamine. And fast dopamine is when you're scrolling your phone and you just want a quick hit of something superficial. You're just kind of, you're floating on the superficial stuff, the quick reward, eating ice cream, doing anything that might, you might say, your brain gets hijacked by. That's fast dopamine. And fast dopamine is, again, very addictive. And you can probably take stock if you reflect on this and think, okay, when am I just kind of chasing a reward or chasing a good feeling or looking to, you know, just feel better, and it's just like that quick hit, but it doesn't really last. And afterwards, you can feel pretty flat very often. In contrast, there's something called slow dopamine. And slow dopamine is walking out in nature. Now, this is where you want to get your pen out, because this is going to be kind of a breakthrough idea. Walking out in nature, learning something that is, it may take a little bit to get going, but then it's really satisfying. Like, me creating my courses is like the most, I can't even describe how much I love doing it. It's so absorbing. It's so meaningful. Bob going to a play that shows depth and meaning is slow dopamine. Going out and walking with your friends out in nature or yourself is slow dopamine. And here's where it gets very important. Here's the part you're going to want to write down. T.J. Power, he's a neuroscientist, and he wrote a book called The Dose Effect. And he has a video, and here's what you want to write down. These hobbies will save you from infinite scrolling. T.J. Power. And what you're going to see, you're going to recognize, it's very similar, Bob, you should really check this video out. It's very similar to what Bob was talking about, in that we basically have influences all around us that have algorithms that are trying to get you to buy something, eat something, think something, escape to something. That's all fast dopamine. And you're going to hear it in the people that want to run around and, you know, be constantly busy doing this and lighting this up and doing and traveling and just like running, chasing. That's all fast dopamine. He goes in to how he was depressed and anxious. And even going to war is a dopamine hitting, survival slapping, all basically our world has been saturated and doesn't even know what a nervous system that is based on connection looks like. And here's what you're going to see in this video. And here's why we're talking about it on the big call as crucial. There's something called attention restoration therapy. And attention restoration therapy was discovered by two scientists called the Kaplans. Attention restoration theory and therapy. And they were environmental psychologists, and they found out that people that get outside, so Bruce, anybody with any kind of project, the whole purpose of your project, as far as I'm concerned, it's not building buildings. It's not just doing music. It's about getting people so they can connect together in meaningful ways, in community, not flying around just because they're cool and they have a jet. No, that's cool. You could have that. But it's more about what kind of relationship field are you building? What kind of, how are you getting connected and reconnected to yourself and to nature and getting out of a building and talking to people about meaningful ideas, doing something that's fun, having them rethink how we're going to do life on Earth? That is slow dopamine. Dopamine that creates meaning, engagement, connection. It's the dose effect. And what we have to do, which is, to me, it's everything we do on the big call, is create a healing, wise society, not a society that's getting hooked on distraction, on information, on things that don't nourish you. That's everything we do. Bob with Boomers and everything he does, 200 and we're at 256 classes, Bruce, with what we do in restoring our capacity to recreate healthy lives and a healthy planet. So If you want to get serious, this is what you want to do. And there's huge research on how if you don't do these things, especially as a founder, you're setting yourself up for burnout. 60 to 70% of CEOs and founders and nonprofit organizers say they burn out from doing too much and not learning how to design their life in advance so they can have guardrails and protect their life. I am deeply passionate about it, beyond passionate. I'm off planet about it, right, Bruce? So all you have to do now is decide and write down, take a look at your life. Are you getting outside in nature to get even 20 minutes, they found out, 20 minutes a few times a week can reset your nervous system? How could you bring that into your project? So you got people thinking, oh, I need to get, remember, attention restoration theory? Go look it up. It'll change the way you think about designing your project. Get people with their animals. Get their dogs outside. Say, we're creating not only houses, we're creating a whole new way to live. We're creating a whole new system that's going to restore, regenerate, and uplift how we live as a human family. That's what we're doing on the Big Call. So that's your gift for tonight. The video again, one more time, let's see, is these hobbies will save you from infinite scrolling. It's a 15-minute video. It'll change your life. It'll change your life, guaranteed. And I remember the time that I was a busy consultant, and I went, you know what? I'm going to go to this park in the middle of the day, 250 acres on the water. And I never stopped, and Bruce knows that. Never. That was like 17, 18, 19 years ago, and it changed my whole life. So when you watch this video, you're going to see a neuroscientist talking about the same effect. And if you knew that somebody cared enough about you to tell you about the stuff that you didn't even know about that could change not only your life but your whole community's life, maybe you'll get inspired. One last thing, and then I'll be off. If you're interested, because when we're running classes, we're not overdoing. But if you're interested in seeing what we have to offer, just send us an email. It's in our outgoing message. Just send an email to integratedminds@hushmail.com. I'm not going to use any more words, too much information. Just go there and you'll see what we have. We have two offers, and I'll talk about it on Thursday, that are incredibly powerful to help you design what the world is going to need through you. So just go to integratedminds@hushmail.com, and you can say it like this, Bruce. You can say, if you want to discover two new offers that Sue has, just send her an email, and they'll get it. And that's dosing you for the new wisdom era and a new way of living for everyone on the Big Call beyond survival. Sue out.
Okay, Sue. Thank you for that. Okay. Appreciate that very much. Yeah. Don't worry about Rebuild America. It's not just about buildings or concert venues or music.
I'm not worried about Rebuild
America.
There's
much more to it than that. And I don't like the fact that you kind of pinhold and sort of put me in that thing where you don't think it's about being outside. It is. It's a lot about being outside.
Bruce, I did
nature.
Not say that. I just
I
said
heard what
I heard.
I know. And I think that you have the wrong impression of Rebuild America. So I'm done with that. Thank you. We're going to do quite a bit that involves slow dopamine and being outside and enjoying nature and building community and relationships, all of that.
Bruce, I know that you're doing that. I'm just making a distinction so the people that think it is just about building. I know you're passionate about doing everything about outside. Everything. I was making sure that they knew it went beyond buildings. That's what I was saying. I'm sorry you heard it that way. It was never to put pigeonholed or literally think that you were only doing that. You're everything but that. So, that's it.
Okay, thank you for that. All right, there's a nice segue. Let's do this. Let's regroup and let's move into Bob's segment because this is really, really important for us to stay as physically strong and healthy as we can in the so-called meantime that we're in now. We need to be that all the time. Prior to the med beds, during med beds, post med beds, we still need to stay up on our nutrition. We need to stay up on healthy eating, a healthy plan of eating, exercise, everything that's good for our health. We need to be all about that. So, Bob, tell us if we have any testimonials tonight, how the new sale is going, and anything else that's relevant for us tonight.
Yeah. Sure, Bruce. We got this testimonial that's really cool. Is about Collagene. And this person was writing in about the benefit that she's had for his knees. And you see, right, here's what he writes. The Collagene is helping my knees by greatly reducing my pain in walking. 40 years ago, a severe injury destroyed 60% of my cartilage in one knee and 40% in the other. After major surgeries and decades of wear, after 3 months, this product is helping to heal both knees to a great degree. God bless all y'all. This is just so cool because, you know, this is really a first time that we have something like this that doesn't involve getting shots in your knees that are stem cell injections that are going to cost you $5,000, you know, per knee. And it won't work this well. And so it's only been really less than a year that this new invention has been around and that people like this gentleman that sent this testimonial can make reports like this. Here he is, 40 years walking around with pain and his knees in severe distress, and after 3 months, it's healing his knees. And I'm really, really just one of these major breakthroughs in the whole world of health and life sciences that is making times like this in 2026 and beyond where the old rules about health and wellness and aging it don't apply anymore. And it's really, when you see something like this, it's like, that is exactly why Eric Kurtz designed this incredible epigenetic reprogrammer so that people like Bill in this testimonial could have this experience. And you know, a couple of days ago, Bruce and Sue, I was having lunch at a restaurant And the whole time I was sitting there having lunch, a woman on the table next to us was telling a story to two of her friends about her husband and how he had been sick. And for about 45 minutes, she told a story of what happened to him. Started out that he had a heart attack, and then he got an infection, and then he had a stroke, and then he had this, and then he had open heart surgery. And she went into every single detail about every operation, every medication he was taking, how long he was in the rehab center. And they talked about nothing else at lunch except for that journey of illness that her husband went through. And while she was telling this story, I was thinking to myself, you know, all of these things that happened to this man were precipitated by inflammation and probably also lack of exercise.
Mm-hmm.
And how unnecessary it is for that level of stress for somebody to go through, not only for the gentleman, but obviously for his wife, who felt compelled to get off her chest the drama of this whole journey where he almost died on numerous occasions. And I was thinking to myself, you know, that's the old school. That's the old way of aging, where people get to be 70 years old, 80 years old, and the next thing you know, they have an event that leads to this cascade of dispossession of their physical resources and ends up with a person being in the hospital and rehab literally for years on end. And I'm thinking, what would that man's life have been like if when he was 40 years old, he had started using barley and Boomer Boost and maybe some Myotrol and some vitamin D and some omega-3s, maybe some probiotics? He would never have experienced any of that. And the other thing is this, Bruce, it's not too late, right? I remember there was a famous man, I can't say his name, who had had a pretty serious heart attack. And he contacted me after his heart attack, told me what the prognosis was that his doctors had given him, with instruction to do this, that, and the other thing, and these seven medications. And basically said to him, you're going to have to take it easy for the rest of your life because you only have 60%, you know, veracity left in your heart. And so I started talking with him, and this is before we had Myotrol. And I was like, well, you know, maybe you actually can restore your heart somewhat if we do this, 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 and this. But the first thing we have to do is stop your inflammation, which is what caused the problem in the first place. And then if we do, maybe you can rebuild your heart faster than it's deteriorating. And sure enough, lo and behold, about 9 months later of using barley and Boomer Boost, omega-3s, D3, and some aloe vera immune, his heart, it's his ejection fraction of his heart, which is the measure of how well it's you're pumping blood, was all the way back to normal. All the way back to normal. And we had that happen once, Bruce, with a man who had had 9 heart attacks and was on the heart transplant list.
Mm-hmm.
And he knew he wasn't going to make it to get his new heart. And he just, through a stroke of luck, he found out about our company, and that man lived for another 15 years. He never got a heart transplant, and he eventually got off all of his heart medication. And so it's not too late. Even a person like was being described by his wife at lunch the other day can still restore themselves. It's not too late. He would not be the oldest person that we ever helped restore themselves. And I just tell this story so if people are listening, know that if you're 35 years old, you're starting to change. Your body starts to change at that age. You start to lose muscle weight. You start to age faster. Your inflammation starts to go up higher. And that's the time to start to really learn about what can be done and how to take care of yourself. And if you have a parent or a grandparent who might be 60 years old, 80 years old, 90 years old, it's not too late for them either. And we have people all the time to get in touch with us when they're in their 80s and 90s that have heard us speaking and get started on our products, and they do get restored. And so I just wanted to kind of relay that story, Bruce, about...
Yes, absolutely.
You know, and that's such a common tale where you hear people, you know, out at lunch and, hey, how are you doing? Oh, not so great. My husband went through this ordeal. Let me tell you about it, you know.
Yeah,
it's really common thing. Lots of elderly people spend most of their time talking about what their
ailments
physical
are.
Problems
are.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So anyway, Bruce, that's what I have for that, and I'll tell you what our sale is. You mentioned that, and we do have eight different products on sale, and they are 50% off when you get three. So there's eight different products. You can get one of each. You can get three of one, two of one, one of the other, a total of three, and you get 50% off.
It
goes all the way from our heirloom barley and all the way down to our vitamin D, which you'll be able to get for $9 and change on this sale. And
wow,
so
that's a deal.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to have a talk with Larry about this.
Yeah, so, I think we need to talk with Larry.
Yeah. So also our resveratrol, which is a blend. It has quercetin in addition to resveratrol, really good for cleaning out the zombie cells that accumulate as you age, which is a major cause of aging. Very important thing to know about, resveratrol and quercetin together. Also, in addition to our vitamin D, we have vitamin C on sale, and also our B complex. We also have our magnesium and zinc. I take that every night, Bruce, with my Good Night formula, with a resveratrol. That's my sleep time routine. I'll tell you, you notice a huge difference when you take those three products together.
Okay.
And you go to sleep. Maximum, you're going to wake up one time during the night. Most of the time, you sleep straight through the night. Sometimes you might wake up once if there's a loud noise or, you know, if you're having a bad dream, but you'll be able to get right back to sleep. The other thing is our olive leaf extract, which is going to be incredibly affordable with this sale. You know, $15, not even $15, to get olive leaf extract. And then ashwagandha is also on sale, which is really great. We had the teaching tonight talking about sometimes people go through dark times. Well, ashwagandha helps tremendously to help people get out of the doldrums. And it also is phenomenal if you have anxiety. Quite often, anxiety and depression come together because of events that occur that can cause both. And ashwagandha is is something that can really help balance you out. So all those products are going to be on sale for a little while more. Mix and match, 50% off whatever bundle you put together. And that's what I have for tonight, Bruce. It's 20 after 10.
Thank you, Bob. That is a remarkable sale. And that's three or more products of those eight. Mix and match, three of one, two of one of another, three different products. Could take eight. You could go eight different products, and you can get more than one of each. You know, some of the, at 50% off, a lot of that is very, very inexpensive. And so it's a good opportunity to get products that you might not normally stock up on, like resveratrol or, you know, turmeric or ashwagandha or olive leaf extract or all these, you know, and then your vitamin products, you know, B complex, vitamin D, vitamin C, all of those. And then, of course, getting heirloom barley, which I've been on Gladiator barley, but I'm going to sub in one or two canisters of heirloom barley in the meantime, just because I'm running low on Gladiator barley. I'm going to do that. I need to call tomorrow to do that, and I will do that tomorrow. So to get these products where you can see what they are, learn about them, see how they're all priced out, just go to bigcalluniverse.com. That's my site. At the top of the page, you'll see a banner that says Boomers. You click on that banner. It's a direct link to Bob's website. You get into his site. You can pull down the All Products menu, and then you can see the products that are mentioned that are on sale, these eight different products. And you can go ahead, put yourself an order together online, and then at checkout, you'll see everything is half price of those eight products. Any combination of those, three or more, will get you 50% off or half price, all right? And then put an order together. Now, if you need any specific help, there is a customer support number that you can call, and that's 800-861-4609. 800-861-4609. It's good 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, Eastern Daylight Time. So take advantage of it. Take advantage of the sale and put an order together, and you'll be happier for doing that. I love the fact, Bob, that the testimonies that you bring and the story about, you know, basically starting early, because inflation can start basically at any age, but when you're, like you said, 35, 40 years old and older, the inflammation builds up. And so many people that I'm talking to, not me, fortunately, but so many people have knee problems. They've got knee issues with bad cartilage, and they're having trouble walking, and, you know, all of these knee operations and all this. It's just sad, and praise God I don't have that issue, but it is something we have to be aware of, and the collagen will really make a difference on that. And so it's all good. If you're having that problem and if you're bone on bone, the collagen might not help to the extent that a new knee would help. But, you know, if you're not quite, if you're 40% down or 60% down on joints like knees and shoulders and stuff, that collagen will make a big difference. All right, so let's go from here. And I appreciate, Bob, that segment. Thank you very much. Let's go and see where we stand with our intel tonight. There is something that one of the top bankers that we talked to, and that's sort of in charge of everything that we're looking to do with exchanges. And he said something that was, this can go, meaning this is talking about 800 number notifications. that it was any time from today, the 8th, and then there's the term back wall, which kind of makes you roll your eyes because we've heard that term back wall at least 8 or 10 times. And back wall that he gave was the 14th of September, which would be a week from yesterday, or, you know, which was the 7th. So the 14th is a back wall. And so when we hear the term back wall, which you've heard before, we sort of think, well, they've pushed that back wall back every time. It's never held up. And who knows if it'll hold up this time, if that is a true back wall of the 14th. I hope it's a true back wall and we get this before the 14th. Tonight is the 8th. We have heard another piece that is very interesting. Yesterday, which was Labor Day, and I hope everybody had a decent Labor Day yesterday, we heard that there was an updating and upgrading of the global financial system. I believe this was due to, let's call it an installation of another satellite as part of the Starlink system that needed to be fully integrated. It could have been that. But we knew that they were going to do this about 3 or 4 days ago. Well, it started yesterday on the holiday, and one person said he thought in 24 hours from yesterday, which would have been this afternoon around 3 or 4 o'clock, that we would be rocking and rolling. And, of course, you go, well, what does that refer to? Is that referring to notifications? What does that mean? We're rocking and rolling in 24 hours after the full system, the new upgrading and updating of the global financial system would be complete. Now, another source told us that he thought that this updating and upgrading of the global financial system would be complete by Thursday. That's 2 days from now. Not today, but Thursday. And I thought, well, all right. I know it takes a while to fully integrate everything. Possibly some countries are slow on the uptake, and maybe they need a little more help to get them to be part of it. We are talking about working with 209 countries. That's really important. And so that puts us in my frame of mind out till at least Thursday. The other thing is, what about where the Iraqi dinar is? Because we have heard that the dinar was not on the Forex Sunday night. We haven't heard since yesterday whether it's on yet. But that the Iraqi dinar being put with a new rate on the Forex apparently is the key to getting us started. I've even heard the term, when that happens, in other words, when the dinar comes up on the Forex, that we're automatic to go. We're ready and automatic to go. Now, when will that happen? Could it happen tomorrow? It could happen any day. Now, Iraq has their legal document, paper, you know, that they put out every Wednesday and Saturday. But they can do it electronically every day if they have something they want to bring out. So I would say we are open to getting the new dinar rate out and on the Forex any day, and hopefully it is by Thursday, and we don't have to wait for a weekend start. If we don't get it by Thursday, we are looking at a weekend start. I've also heard all new rates show up on the 1st and 15th of the month. We've known that for 20 years or more. That's the UN operational rate, which is sort of a ho-hum right now. So does that mean we have new rates that will show up with all these currencies that we have that are revaluating on the 15th? Notice that is a week from tonight. That's a Tuesday, next Tuesday. And that would be a day after the theoretical back wall of notifications to come out. No, I hope we don't go that long. Maybe we will, maybe we won't. If we don't go by this weekend, is the first of next week in play? I think so. We've heard that. Could be in case. But we're obviously looking for this to go quickly. Every time we turn around, we hear something about, is Iraq there? Are they ready? We've heard they're ready. What about those lower denominations that we flew in? By the way, we printed those here. We print their currency here in the U.S. Those lower denoms, okay, they were supposed to be put out yesterday. I don't know if they were or not. We haven't heard yet. And if they were they disseminated to shops, to stores, to banks? You know, do the people have them yet in their possession? Will they get them? You know, once that happens, and those, you have to have a new rate for those lower denominations to have value. We have to have a new rate on the dinar for that to happen. That means we are looking for that new dinar rate to show up on Forex. And once it's on Forex, it shows up on bank screens and redemption center screens right away, like the next day type thing. So that's really, I think, what we're most anticipating is that to find that the dinar did make its way to the Forex. And all the other currencies that we're talking about also. All right, let's cut back to something that I have heard was supposed to be out this week. And that is SKRs. You guys remember what SKRs stand for? Safe Keeping Receipts. These are receipts for exchanges and the redemption of bonds that were done sometimes many years ago, SKRs. And what are you going to do with an SKR? You can't do anything with it. You look at it, you see a value, you see a rate for the exchange that was given, and then it's like, okay, but when is that SKR going to be made liquid? When is it going to be available? It's supposed to be this week. There's no particular day given, but those SKRs will need to be made liquid so that the people that have those accounts will have access to those funds. It's going to be true for bondholders. It's true for currency holders that happened to exchange in the past but still don't have liquidity yet. Well, that's coming. I think really where we are is at a real crossroads for everything to come together pretty much all at once. Once we get the dinar on the Forex, once we see that and then see it on the bank screens, our USN currency and our USTN foldable money United States Treasury notes are ready to go. Excuse me. And they would be made as gold backed, and we would be able to start. Now remember, they have the new USTN money for us at the redemption centers. Think of it in shrink-wrapped amounts, probably $500 a packet, maybe $1,000 a packet. They want us to get no more than $2,500 in the new cash money. You don't have to take any of it. But if you want it, it'll come out of your account, and you can take it. They don't want you to take more than $2,500 because they don't want you to be a target for being robbed or pickpocketed or whatever on your way out. But just keep that in mind. If you're not a cash person, you don't use cash now, don't even sweat it. Don't even get any cash at the redemption center. It's just an option. You're going to get, if you're a Zim holder, you're going to get a Q phone. And if they run out of Q phones, they have certificates for you to get a Q phone, either at Best Buy or at T-Mobile, I believe. And there may be another store, too, that you can get a brand new Q phone. These are basically satellite phones. They work on the Starlink satellite system. So that's going to be something we'll look forward to. And the other thing that I saw yesterday was we got notice in an email, a picture of our so-called United States debt clock. And you guys know that we were owing about $42 trillion, our national debt. Well, the debt clock was zeroed out. Zeroed out. We owed nothing. And you say, well, Bruce, did we pay it? Did we pay it? Did we pay it? No, we didn't pay it. No. Who was it payable to? The cabal. The Federal Reserve. No. No. That's under the U.S. corporation. Not, you know, the USA Inc. Not under the Restored Republic, which we're operating in now. What about common law? Common law will take a little while for judges and attorneys to come up to speed on, you know, because the British Admiralty rule is on its way out. You know, I know attorneys are still operating like that, but pretty soon they're going to get the word. You know, the judges have already got the word. A lot of them are already going to be schooled and have been schooled on common law. That's where we're going under the Restored Republic. That's where we're going under Nasara. So all of that's going to change. And I don't know that our trust documents won't need to change as a result. If you've got one already, bring it, use it, and we'll see what happens if under common law. If you don't have it yet, you'll find out when you go and ask the premier bankers at the Redemption Center, what about the trust documents? Ask them whether or not we have anything on common law yet that we can use for a trust, if you don't have one. And the same thing's true of LLC law. Does that change under common law? These are questions I don't know the answers to yet. I would think it could. It could very well be different. So we're morphing into a lot of change. But as long as you're focused and you stay putting one foot in front of the other, walking through this, you're going to be fine. And you'll learn, and there'll be more information that'll come out, and maybe some of the things we've talked about for several years on the big call might not apply. Or they may all apply. The main thing is that you're open to whatever is going to be necessary for you to move forward with your new life, your new projects, setting an appointment for you to get in the med bed. Remember, dire need and ZIM holders have priority for the med beds. They want us that have these projects and that are ZIM holders to get first access to the med beds. Now, that's after, of course, the military, who's been using these things for a while now, and the children that have been trafficked, that have been rescued from the tunnels and other locations, are going in for to the med beds to release their trauma and hopefully help them release some of the memories that accompanied that trauma. And my latest understanding was, in terms of arrests globally, that we're about 92% complete. I think we're far enough along with that to know that they will be ongoing, but that we probably are far enough along to go ahead and get our exchanges done. But remember, even though we might get something from Treasury or we might get something from Wells Fargo at the top levels, what about the military? The military is calling the shots, literally and figuratively. They're the ones that'll tell us when we get the green light. And who's the ultimate authority on that? Our commander-in-chief, President Trump. So there's probably a small group of people surrounding President Trump that know what the timing is and when this is going to go. I hope that we can trust the back wall of the 14th, but I also hope that we get some good news about the dinar being put on the Forex possibly sometime this week, maybe even tomorrow. We'll see. I don't have all the information and know what's going on with Turkey. I understand we've got sanctions on Turkey. I don't quite understand that. I know that we're in control of the Strait of Hormuz and Karg Island. And I know we have a 60-40 relationship with Venezuela on their oil. We're the 60 and Venezuela gets the 40. 60-40 deal. And so they're going to be doing much, much, much better, because they'll actually, that money will go to the people to help them in Venezuela. Other than that, med beds are good to go. They're ready for us. They've been used. The military's been using them, and they've been just helping our military. Where they didn't have arms, they've got arms. They didn't have legs, they've got legs. Whatever was wrong. And most of these people are re-upping, as they call it, going back in to the military. Yes, they're back younger. They're back in their low 30s. Some of these guys are 50s, high 50s, maybe low 60s, and they've gone back and they're reinstalling them, going back into service. Some are, some aren't. But I think it's good that they are. And we're looking at just basically, obviously, kind of a restart. You know, a restart on our physicality, on life, on our longevity, all of those things. But I really think what's really important is that we do the best we can right now to be healthy, healed, and whole, physically, intellectually, spiritually, every way. I think that's our best plan right now, is to stay, eat well, walk or exercise. Walking is exercise. Sue's big on dancing, so she works out every, I guess, four times or more a week, dancing. She walks every day, and she's in great shape. And I think what's important is to get out. Get outside. Now, if it's 102 degrees like it was today, feels like 108 here, yeah, it's a little tough. Probably not advised. But a lot of people are not in that kind of heat. If you are, get outside, enjoy nature, enjoy the birds, enjoy animals that are outside if you got them, whatever. Just take that time. Sue is offering two different offerings, and if you're interested in getting one of them, what you want to do is send her an email. Email address is integratedminds@hushmail.com, and she'll send you what those two offerings are and give you the details of them. So just send her an email to get those two offerings that she has. And other than that, I just think, and I'm trying to think if there's anything else I forgot in the way of intel for tonight. You know, we could be there this week. We could get pushed to the weekend. And if we blow through the back wall, it could be early next week. I'm hoping the back wall will stay in place. And we get this by or before the 14th, which is this coming Monday. That's referring to notifications. All right? So let's go ahead and thank everybody. Thank you, Sue. Thank you, Bob. DCK, Doug. Thank you, Jeannie. Pastor Scott, where are you? Hope you're feeling well and getting better. Everybody else in Big Call Universe, over 20 million of you in 160 or more countries that are getting this call, thank you for listening. And we're looking forward to getting in touch with everybody after the RV goes through by email with podcasts. And then I'll do some calls essentially that I'll record and send out as a podcast on to your email. So take advantage of the sale on Boomers. Get in touch with Sue by email. And we'll look forward to see what transpires between now and Thursday. So let's pray the call out. Lord God, we thank you for this opportunity that we've had to share the information in all these different areas. Thank you for everyone that is listening in Big Call Universe. Thank you for healing. And thank you for your provision to all of us. And thank you for the blessing that is right around the corner. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Well, everybody have a great night, and we'll look forward to talking with you on Tuesday night. God bless you.